Are you ready for the quantum age?
Humanity's next step in evolution?
Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you to the extraordinary platform of Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age.
Let's explore. Learn more about this upcoming age where we bridge science with spirituality.
Where potentiality meets reality.
Where we take compassion into action.
Our trailblazers and visionaries will ask the whys, the what ifs, while igniting continuous possibility.
Come along with us into an age beyond what we know today, where we can grow together in unity consciousness.
Experience Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern on DreamVision7Radio.com.
Welcome. You have entered the realm of 1111 Talk Radio. Your host is Simran. It's time to discover your own language with the universe. Empower yourself, broaden your mind, open your heart, and discover who you are. Now, here's your host, Simran.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am very excited about today's show. We are moving through a time where, whether we think we're controlling things or not, life is an ever-guiding force, and it is assisting us in stretching, in moving, in releasing, in allowing, in opening to being more and more of who we are. And we can resist it, and we can fight it, or we can go with the flow. So I am certain that today's show will be impactful and powerful for you. Before we get into that, I want to let you know that the latest issue of 1111 Magazine is up. It is always free. It is filled with amazing individuals. There are beautiful articles by Stephen Harefield, the American monk, Indira Dayal Dominguez, who is talking about love as a focus, Doctors Ron and Mary Hulnick, who have written numerous books, in addition to many, many others. And I know that it will be an issue that will allow you to expand and integrate in a beautiful way. So definitely check that out at 1111mag.com. I have also released 1111 on audio. So if you're just too busy, you can now grow on the go. You can actually access all of the articles via audio, in addition to having meditations, intention statements on audio, and some supportive life coaching focus at the end of each section, just to help you integrate the theme of the magazine. It is exciting and wonderful, and I'm thrilled to now offer that in a new way. Many of you have noticed life's acceleration and its impact on your perception, identity, and reality. The frequency of matter and of our bodies, emotions, and thoughts has been steadily rising, causing us to feel uncomfortable and pressured, while also being ultra-sensitive and more aware of the inner world of energy and consciousness. Understanding transformation is a matter of experiencing how the non-physical spiritual realms and the physical life exist simultaneously in the same space and time, how they're simply different yet complementary, mutually sourcing, interpenetrating frequencies of the same universe. To know yourself as a soul and matter as a frequency of spiritual energy, you must dissolve everything in the way, the clutter composed of fear, fixed beliefs, and unconsciously ingrained habits. These are filters that dim the soul's starlight and distort the translation of the soul's wisdom into form. Remove the clutter, and what's left is the transparent, diamond-like self. To be transformed is to be transparent. This is from the book Transparency by Penny Pierce. She is one of my absolute favorite authors. She has written some incredible books. I love what she writes. It's always exactly my own experience as well. And so I'm really thrilled to dive into this experience with her about her latest book, which is releasing on October 10th of this year. You can pre-order on Amazon. And some of her previous books are The Intuitive Way, Frequency, and Leap of Perception. You'll definitely want to check her out if you don't know her, and if you've read her other books, you're definitely going to want to pick this one up. Penny Pierce is a gifted clairvoyant, empath, and visionary, and one of the pioneers in the intuition development movement. She's a popular author, lecturer, counselor, and trainer specializing in intuition development, inner energy dynamics, expanded perception, transformation, and dream work. She's worked throughout the United States, all over Europe, in South Africa, in many places, coaching business and government leaders, psychologists, scientists, celebrities, and more. She is also involved with the Center for Applied Intuition and the Intuition Network, the Institute for the Study of Conscious Evolution, and the Arlington Institute. She, again, is the author of Leap of Perception, Frequency, and the Intuitive Way, and now her latest, transparency. Welcome, Penny, back to 1111 Talk Radio. It is a thrill to have you here again.
Oh, thank you, Simran. It is good to be back. It's been too long.
It has been too long, and it seems like we have been going through almost the same path. I read through your book, it was wonderful because it was not only confirmation, it was like sitting with a friend and comparing notes about life and saying, wow, we really do go through this, don't we? So I'm looking forward to sharing this with the audience today so that they can understand there is kind of a path that we are taking, whether we know it or not, and it is our intuitive nature that is leading us if we'll just listen.
That's right. You know, I think that we all have a sense that this is happening to us, but I think people have told me that what's important is that I was actually describing it out loud so that they could make it conscious, because it's always a very unconscious process that we're not we know things are happening to us, and there are symptoms of it that are usually kind of uncomfortable, but if we can really understand the deeper process, I think it really is helpful.
Well, and I think in the past, so many individuals have either perceived or been led to perceive that awakening is this huge, amazing event, and it's going to be this otherworldly experience. And my own experience, and from what I've read in your book, is the extraordinary actually happens in the ordinary, and it is in the subtle, and it is in the stretching, and it is in the movements that we're willing to take and the things that we're willing to let go. Talk a little bit about what you've discovered awakening to be so that individuals might hear exactly where they are.
Well, I agree with you totally. It's the left brain, I think, that makes it into some kind of a grandiose, dramatic thing. But really, it is in the moment, and then in the moment, and then in the moment, and then in the moment. And the moments can be washing the dishes or going for a walk or you know, being out in a seminar and giving a talk or something that has a little more drama. But it's really the way you bring yourself into the moment and into your life. And then that creates your life. You know, in that way. So to me, awakening is, gosh, I mean, it's the more you get rid of the clutter, I call it, you know, which is all the fears or other people's ideas that you're holding and all the contractions and limitations and negative thinking and, you know, all of that stuff. The more you just kind of come to, you just are there as your true self. And it's not a big process at all. It's more a process of getting rid of what isn't true. And then there's just this happy little thing underneath that's always been there. You know, and so it's actually fairly a comfortable, common, ordinary sort of process, but it's extremely joyful.
Yes, yes. And along the way, I discovered, you know, and oftentimes here's another misconception is we think that when we surrender, we've surrendered. And I discovered myself over the past 3 years because I kind of had that huge thing that took place in 2013, like so many people have experienced things in that particular year or since 2012. And it was like, I surrender. And then it was like, no, I surrender again. And I surrender again. And I surrender again. And so I want individuals to understand it's these steps of surrender that look like we're surrendering away, but we're surrendering to something bigger and higher and greater than what we are.
Yeah, I call that the flow. You know, it's like surrender seems like a scary thing, you know, and I'd always rather recontextualize things like that so that we understand that it's really just about joining the flow and not letting the left brain tell us that it's wrong, that, you know, or that I'm going to lose or it's going to be negative. Just trust that flow, because to me, everything is evolutionary.
Yes, and I loved how you put that through in the book, and that was why I wanted people to really have another way to look at that surrender, because it really is that flow, and you talk about that in your own story of how you moved across the country and how you completed your contract of writing books, and then here was this new book that came up. Right. You write in the first chapter, though it may seem like the world is falling apart, we are actually living in a very special time of global transformation, moving from the information age to the intuition age, and right now we're experiencing the early signs of this sweeping change. Let's start off with the distinction between these two, the information age and the intuition age, and what that means to us both in terms of our humanity and as our soul.
Yeah, you know, of course, the information age grew out of the industrial age, right? You know, where things were very physical. And I think the acceleration you talked about earlier made that period of history accelerate so that we got computers. And then computers allowed us then to get the internet. And so as we did that shift from the ultimate machine into information, then we shifted out of body into mind. You know, and so we've been very focused in the mind for quite a while now because of our technology. And that is getting so fast now, it's accelerating, that we can't process all the data. You know, so that's building and building and building. And now we're moving into, I'm just calling it the intuition age, because we're moving from the mental into the spiritual at this point, where from left brain to right brain, or from head to body, or this kind of integrative way of knowing things, because everything else is too slow. Linear perception is too slow. So actually, this is a huge shift. It hasn't really happened so much before. We are starting to work with a new kind of perception. That's what I wrote about in Leap of Perception in that book. But into spherical and holographic perception, where everything's in the present moment and everything's instantaneous almost, or it's getting more and more that way. And so as we move out of the information age, we're leaving linear perception, where we have beginning, middle, end, and separate bites of information that we try to string together in a line, you know, and into something where we have direct knowing, which is intuition, you know, and this brings on an entire change of reality.
It does, and so often individuals don't realize that that big thing that happens, or that shakeup that takes place, as you term it, is almost necessary, because otherwise we don't kind of get out of where we are unless we have a reason or a push or some type of catalyst that begins the process. Talk a little bit about that shake-up type of experience, and then how it's moving us towards this place of sometimes exhaustion and ego death, so that we really do start to let go of the constructs that we've placed around ourselves.
Yes, it starts often with in our own lives, that things from the past, old suppressed, denied, subconscious blockages, if you want to call it that, are now surfacing because they can't be held back anymore. They don't have a frequency level anymore on the planet to really hide. So they're coming into the conscious mind, and then that often means they reenact. So we're having a slew of, you know, traumas, dramas, upsets, all kinds of things happening that remind us of the earlier similar events. And we have to get the wherewithal to be with it, understand it, and release it, because it's not really real anymore. You know, we have a higher way of understanding our reality where we don't have to be in fear all the time. So that's happening at an individual level, at a relationship level, in a small group level, and nationally, of course. If you look at politics today, you're seeing it acting out in a really big way in terms of the ego, which is very conservative and fundamental and does not want change at all, acting out its resistance to ego death. And all ego death is just that the ego, or the left brain, the overuse of the left brain, is supposed to be the servant. You know, it's not the master. It's supposed to be the implementer of things the right brain brings through for us. You know, and it needs to take its right position, but it's fighting that.
Now, when people think about the things going on in the world, and particularly politics, or even when we look at some of the weather occurrences that have happened and the fear that can come up inside of that, we're seeing the negativity, and it almost feels, and you write about this in your book, it almost feels like it's so much more intense, that the spewing and the negativity and the even the degree of narcissism and all of the things that are being exhibited out there are so much greater than they've ever been before. But in your book, you write that it really isn't that it's any more of that, that it's just now being expressed, it's being released. Talk a little bit about how that supports us in our shift towards transparency.
Right. Yeah, you're right. I mean, probably the world has had equal levels of awfulness and you know, violence throughout history. But we didn't have mass media and the internet then. So now it's much more, unfortunately, common. And we're getting a little, I think, jaded partly by it as well. You know, it's like numb from looking at it. But I think that this helps us in that it's like we can't get away from it. You can't hide, really. We're trying. You know, I think people's addiction to cell phones and the distractions of screen addiction and so forth are ways that we try not to feel very deeply what's really going on with us. But there's only so long you can do that before the energy that wants to be freed will break through. And if you stall it and deny it, it will just gain momentum, and then you'll have a bigger drama a little way down the road. So you might as well do it now, you know?
Do it now. The new Transformed Intuition Age reality in all its glorious transparency is astonishing. But at the moment, we're dealing with a complex time of transition that often feels like an upheaval. Fears are surfacing everywhere in individuals and groups, and as a result, many people are mired in chaos and confusion. Our systems like government, business, education, and family are also in chaos and confusion as the new perception replaces the old linear way of thinking. Old societal structures no longer function well and are breaking down. Some people are partially transparent, oscillating in and out of opacity, while others are still totally stuck in a dense defensive behavior. Transparency addresses many subtle confusions and fine line distinctions. Does being transparent mean you become dangerously vulnerable or brutally honest? If you're transparent, is there anything there for people to recognize? Does uniqueness disappear? If you can see through the surface, will you become bored with life or depressed by what you see? Or might you ascend, never again to incarnate? These and many other questions are discussed in Penny Pierce's wonderful new book, which is releasing October 10th. It is the book called Transparency, Seeing Through to Our Expanded Human Capacity. She is also the author of The Intuitive Way, Frequency, and Leap of Perception. I invite you to check out her website, pennypierce.com. That's PennePierce.com. We'll be right back with Penny and Transparency after these messages.
Have you seen 1111? Do you wonder why certain numbers keep showing up in your life? 11, 111, 22, 33, 444. People all over the world are seeing 1111 and learning the language of universal communication. Subscribe to 1111 Magazine today, 1111mag.com. 1111 Magazine is a bi-monthly online publication that offers a rich multi-sensory experience. Engage with experts in topics of consciousness. Become enlightened, empowered, and energized so you live a passionate and authentic life of conscious choices. 1111 Magazine, a daily staple for lifting the mindset, expanding the heart, and experiencing greater aliveness. 1111 Magazine. Order now at www.1111mag.com. 1111mag.com.
Do you want more out of life? Tired of settling in relationships, your career, health, or finances? Want to experience greater aliveness? I am Simran. I support people in listening to their conversations with the universe, the guiding signs, symbols, and synchronicity. I mentor people to anchor in trust, love, and confidence, to live their heart's desires. Let me guide you in embracing the challenges and the obstacles so you embody and integrate the gifts they bring. No more human doing. You are here for being, bounteously and abundantly. Experience your soul's natural rhythm, your powerful essence. Don't shrink back any longer. Release the struggle. Learn how to let go. Create in different dimensions. Transform separateness, grief, anxiety, anger, and chaos into living your destiny. Connect with me at IamSimran.com. Live more freely, spontaneously, and joyfully. Don't conform. Live a life of courage. Let's start now. Through my online courses, mentoring programs, or one-on-one coaching, it's time to change your world. Connect at IamSimran.com. Are you an artist, healer, teacher, author, speaker, or coach? A wellness or holistic practitioner or energy worker? Maybe you want to be. Do you desire to serve the world, share your gifts, live your dreams? I am Simran, host of 1111 Talk Radio, and I invite you to the vision of oneness. Could you use a community of support, more financial flow with less effort? Would you like to receive so you have more to give? Be a world changer, world server, do-gooder. Be a new paradigm thinker and a conscious change agent. A part of a growing community creating collective streams of prosperity and wellness. By simply serving yourself, you serve others. Feel great, have more energy, sleep better, gently detox, lose unhealthy weight, and build strength. It's time for more freedom and financial flow. The vision of oneness embodies unconditional giving, commitment, simplicity, and receiving. We are a collective new way of being in commerce and creative cash flow. Learn more at thevisionofoneness.com. Register now and a member will help you begin today. Visionofoneness.com.
You are listening to 1111 Talk Radio. Simran is an award-winning author, publisher of 1111 Magazine, powerful speaker of wisdom, and a life mentor. Find out more at IamSimran.com. Now, back to 1111 Talk Radio.
Before we get back to Penny Pierce's wonderful work, I do want to say thank you to whoever it was of my listeners or readers that submitted my book, Conversations with the Universe, to the International Publishers Award. I received a letter this past week that it was called named the Gold Award winning book for New Age. And so I'm quite honored and I express my gratitude because I have no idea who sent that in. So thank you so much. You can find out more about my work at IamSimran.com. It takes some discipline to learn to be in the now. We're so programmed to think about the past and future as separate locations that when the mind projects to either realm, we unconsciously assume we're leaving the present. Actually, the past and future are contained within the present moment. So you must learn to continually pull yourself back into your center and refocus on the now. All of life occurs in the now. The present moment is your place of power. It's where you realize your soul is actually in your body and spiritual energy is everywhere inside matter. This is from Penny Pierce's book, Transparency. It releases October 10th, and it will be a profound reading for you. You will get to discover so many aspects of where you are or may have been or where you will be heading, and it is a wonderful guide, so I urge you to pick that up. And while you do so, if you are not familiar with her work, I highly recommend you picking up her books, Frequency and Leap of Perception, as well as The Intuitive Way. They are all wonderful. Welcome back, Penny. There is a section in the book where you talk about linear perception and spherical holographic perception, and I know you go more in depth with that in your prior book, so that would be a great follow-up book to Transparency for many individuals that really want to get deeper into this. But you write, to understand this, it helps to see that there are two underlying inner blueprints or geometries of perception that precipitate two different realities, linear perception and spherical holographic perception. Would you talk about these two?
Yeah, it's a huge thing that's happening right now. And the leap of perception does go into it in great detail and how the brain is going to change also to reflect this. But you know, linear is what we're so used to. It's cause and effect thinking. It's the idea that if you have a goal, it's out there somewhere ahead of you in the future. You're separate from it. We have, you know, storylines, plot lines with beginning, middle, end. You know, everything is past, present, future. You know, it's all in a line. And that's the way we think. And between like where you are now and where the accomplishment of your goal is, there's a gap. And it's in your mind. Like, I have to go across this empty space with willpower and cleverness to get to the next step. And that takes effort and energy, and it's slow because the gaps create a kind of slowness. So it slows reality down. I don't know if that makes sense, but the more we have linear thinking, and then the more the world is actually accelerating, the less that kind of perception is going to work. And so you get, like, for instance, corporate structures that are linear are like hierarchical, right? That's a line between the top person and all the people way down the line at the bottom. And new structures are all in the moment, flatter. You know, everybody's the leader, kind of. It's all working together. Each person is receiving the whole thing together and sharing it. That's a more spherical kind of thing. So if you shift from linear to spherical, you're going into totally the present moment. You are in the center of a big ball that is your sphere. And that people have talked about that, your sphere of influence. You know, they've used that word often to describe this reality. And so spherical, everything's in the present moment, including the past and future. There is no future anymore, which is a really weird thing to think about. But think of it more as a frequency that's different, maybe a higher frequency of the one you're in right now. So you're holding a frequency of certain kinds of thoughts that create the reality you're in right now. And if you, your future, what used to be your future, is maybe just a whole different set of frequencies. All you have to do is put your attention on those frequencies, and it will happen now. It is already in the now. And the key thing is your conscious mind and your attention going fully into that, and that will materialize it.
So it's almost as if we are, when we're setting that goal or we're being ambitious or having an agenda, we're actually setting up time. We're setting up this long path that has to be achieved,
right?
Because we've created that pathway in our mind, and so we're out picturing it. I loved in the book when you said that you no longer had ambition, because I experienced that myself, and I stopped for 2 years after my shakeup in 2013. I decided to stop everything for 2 years, and it allowed such a state of presence that now that you're speaking of, that all of a sudden, all of these different things, like even the award I just mentioned, they just pop up out of the blue.
Yes.
And so it's that distinction that you're talking about. And it's almost like there's no agenda, there's no trying, there's no ambition, there's no, because you're just present in the space that you are. And so everything else just occurs simultaneously.
That's right. And, you know, part of the old view with the linear is the law of attraction, which makes it seem like there's something outside of you, outside your ball, outside your reality, that you have to get and then reel it in like a fishing line, you know, to get it, which is willpower again. So I don't like that, even that term, because it gives us a wrong impression. So I call it now the law of emergence, which is everything's in the ball already with you. It's your field. It's your part of the unified field. Your individuation of the unified field, if you want to say that. But when you put your attention on something and keep it there for a while, it just suddenly materializes right out of the field. Like you're saying, oh, there's the award. How cool, you know? and so you don't need ambition, because what you have is you don't have to do anything. You know, you can do anything. And how do you make your decisions? Well, what gives you joy? What keeps you in your home frequency? You know, what allows you to feel more of the soul, or to be more transparent, or to not feel defended and insecure?
And you can only get to that place if you become more present and are in the now.
Yes, yes. You know, because the real transparency thing, the kind of secret to it, I think, is that the soul is already in the body. You know, spirit is already inside matter. It's creating matter out of this inner blueprint. But we only live in the physical side of the world most of the time, and we forget to see the non-physical realm that's inside the physical. and creating the physical. And when you do, you realize, oh my gosh, my soul is here. I am the soul. Wait a minute. You know, I'm not my left brain. I'm not just my personality. I'm so much more. And that soul level is connected to all other souls and to everything beyond the soul. You know, it's like unlimited inside the sphere. So you can do anything, you know, and you begin to get this sense that when the soul is who you are, soul doesn't have fear. It's not a reality at all, even to the soul. It doesn't get it. It doesn't compute, you know. So then you realize, well, if I don't need to be afraid and everything's interconnected with me and friendly, really, in my sphere, then, you know, I'm free, really free. And at that point, it's okay to be exposed. It's okay to show yourself for everything you are because people understand it. You know, and then as you give yourself permission to show up all the way, you know, then your genius comes out. And then other people can see that they could be that way too. It kind of has this kind of contagious effect, you know.
Now, Penny, this is not about becoming invisible or no longer existing, right? Transparency and invisibility are two entirely different things, because there's also a thought or perception out there that if we let go of who we are, if we decide we're not going to be an identity, then all of a sudden we disappear and we become an invisible person. Talk about the distinction between those two.
Yeah, I think that invisibility is the way the ancient people really thought about enlightenment, maybe. You know, like they could just have the cape of invisibility like Harry Potter, you know, and have all this freedom and great gifts because they could get away with things. But you don't become invisible. That's a physical thing. You become transparent because in the non-physical realm, you're not holding density. You're not contracted. You're not blocked. So that the soul and all kinds of genius stuff can just fall through. Like, you know, and just come out without any hesitation, so that you become, you know, they say we increase our light. And actually, I think some of it does come through the physical. Your face looks brighter. Your eyes look brighter. You become, maybe we will look more transparent or translucent, maybe, as we adopt this way of being. You know, but we will not become invisible.
we're not going to go away.
I think that's a psychological thing. You know, like I know that in my early years, I felt invisible. Like I would do great work and nobody could see me or recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a kind of a subconscious sort of limitation.
Isn't that, when we think about the biggest fear that we all have as human beings, death has always been the one that is spoken about, or not being significant, or not having a purpose. And these are all constructs of the ego. And so that's part of letting go of the shell that is covering the light that we carry.
Yes. I like that, what you said. They're ego constructs. Even death, because if you're your soul, you don't have life and death. You have physical life and non-physical life. It's all life, you know, and you're always present. Like part of me is dead now. You know, I'm in the other worlds all the time. You know, and part of me is physical, but a big part of me is also non-physical. So there's no loss ever anywhere.
Mm-hmm. You talk about both vertical transparency and horizontal transparency. It sounds like we're really all over the place. We're really we are widely transparent.
So. Well, what we're thinking about now, because we're in the information age and because we're still in linear perception, we think of transparency as horizontal, meaning that it's about freedom of information. And we're looking at politics and they're saying this is so far from being transparent because people aren't sharing information. There's secrets and lies and hiding and distractions and, you know, all these things that are trying to cover over insecurity. And so that is what we think of as transparency right now. But I'm adding an extra dimension to that, which is the vertical one, which is that, hey, let's realize that the soul and the spiritual realm, which is all knowledge, it's the unified field, it's, you know, this amazingly full reality, it's not the void, it's everything, is already present in us as us. And it's, you know, if you look inside matter and go down inside an object, you go into molecules and atoms and electrons, and then there's, guess what? There's energy in there. There's actually consciousness inside supposedly inanimate objects. So you find consciousness and energy or spirit inside everything. It's the basis of life. And so when you get that, you know, that is vertical transparency, where there's no more blockage. It just is merged, you know. And then when that happens, then the horizontal transparency kind of takes care of itself.
Transparency in,
yeah.
Yes, it does. Transparency in government, business, and leadership has been made easier and more requisite because of the speed of the internet, social media, and cellular networks. People are sharing themselves globally as never before, and yet leaders and officials still hoard information and restrict its flow because in the information age, information is power. In business, transparency is becoming a competitive edge. Business leaders are learning that employees want a more personal shared relationship, more of a partnering than top-down direction. Transparency in the intuition age takes on a more vertical aspect. The non-physical realms merge with the physical world. The soul merges with the personality. And we receive great insight, revelation, inspiration, and positive qualities of feeling and thought. Negative, fear-based perception dissolves like a strange dream. This is from the book Transparency by Penny Pierce. She is a gifted clairvoyant, empath, and visionary, and one of the pioneers in the intuition development movement. She is a popular author, lecturer, counselor, and trainer specializing in intuition development and has written incredible books such as The Intuitive Way, Frequency, Leap of Perception, and now Transparency, which can be pre-ordered on Amazon or and is releasing October 10th. So definitely get your order in and get a copy of this great book. You can find out more about Penny at pennypierce.com. That's PennyPierce.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you seen 1111? Do you wonder why certain numbers keep showing up in your life? 11, 111. 22, 33, 444, people all over the world are seeing 1111 and learning the language of universal communication. Subscribe to 1111 Magazine today, 1111mag.com. 1111 Magazine is a bi-monthly online publication that offers a rich multi-sensory experience. Engage with experts and topics of consciousness. Become enlightened, empowered, and energized. So you live a passionate and authentic life of conscious choices. 1111 Magazine, a daily staple for lifting the mindset, expanding the heart, and experiencing greater aliveness. 1111 Magazine. Order now at www.1111mag.com. 1111mag.com.
Do you want more out of life? Tired of settling in relationships, your career, health, or finances? Want to experience greater aliveness? I am Simran. I support people in listening to their conversations with the universe, the guiding signs, symbols, and synchronicity. I mentor people to anchor in trust, love, and confidence, to live their heart's desires. Let me guide you in embracing the challenges and the obstacles so you embody and integrate the gifts they bring. No more human doing. You are here for being, bounteously and abundantly. Experience your soul's natural rhythm, your powerful essence. Don't shrink back any longer. Release the struggle. Learn how to let go. Create in different dimensions. Transform separateness, grief, anxiety, anger, and chaos into living your destiny. Connect with me at IamSimran.com. Live more freely, spontaneously, and joyfully. Don't conform. Live a life of courage. Let's start now. Through my online courses, mentoring programs, or one-on-one coaching, it's time to change your world. Connect at iamsimran.com. Are you an artist, healer, teacher, author, speaker, or coach? A wellness or holistic practitioner or energy worker? Maybe you want to be. Do you desire to serve the world, share your gifts, live your dreams? I am Simran, host of 1111 Talk Radio, and I invite you to the vision of oneness. Could you use a community of support, more financial flow with less effort? Would you like to receive so you have more to give? Be a world changer, world server, do-gooder. Be a new paradigm thinker and a conscious change agent. A part of a growing community creating collective streams of prosperity and wellness. By simply serving yourself, you serve others. Feel great, have more energy, sleep better, gently detox, lose unhealthy weight, and build strength. It's time for more freedom and financial flow. The vision of oneness embodies unconditional giving, commitment, simplicity, and receiving. We are a collective new way of being in commerce and creative cash flow. Learn more at thevisionofoneness.com. Register now and a member will help you begin today. Visionofoneness.com.
You are listening to 1111 Talk Radio. Simran is an award-winning author, publisher of 1111 Magazine, powerful speaker of wisdom, and a life mentor. Find out more at iamsimran.com. Now, back to 1111 Talk Radio.
Penny Pierce's new book, Transparency, Seeing Through to Our Expanded Human Capacity, is about letting go of everything and receiving everything. It's about the irony of having no ego and an amazing personal presence, of not being intellectual and yet being a genius, of not needing to rescue the sufferers of the world and being a powerful force of healing. This book is about how becoming transparent empowers the good while seeming dangerous, how it lets you be empty and spacious while being full and free, while also belonging. Transparency is about making enlightenment normal. Penny says, there is great power in being seen for all of who you are. And this really does offer a new view of transformation and the path of to everyday enlightenment. It focuses on the courage to be honest, vulnerable, authentic, exposed, and available as a way to align with life's ongoing acceleration. So definitely pick this book up no matter where you are. I think you will find yourself within it. And if nothing else, it will be a guide forward as you continue to deepen into the presence of now. You can find out more about Penny Pierce at pennypierce.com. Again, if you're not familiar with her previous books, they also will be highly beneficial. The Intuitive Way, Frequency, Leap of Perception, and many of the other wonderful offerings that she has on her website. Penny, I'd love to go into the topic of trust. I think that that is a huge part of becoming more and more transparent, and you have a large section in it where you even go into what you called radical trust. Because so often when we are caught up in our stories or in that linear place or in the place of agendas and ambitions, it is the drive that is distrustful that keeps us there. So talk about establishing radical trust and what that means for transparency.
Well, I think, you know, I call it radical trust, and I actually had to look that word up because it really means to get at the root of something. It's not about, you know, like big, dramatic, exciting change necessarily. So if you think about trust and getting to the root of what that is, the really core meaning of it, it's like maybe it is a surrender into trusting everything. That would mean yourself and trusting others and trusting life and trusting the flow and that everything is evolutionary. And there, that is a decision, actually. Nothing will convince the left brain to trust entirely. Right? Mm. It doesn't understand the idea. Trust comes out of being connected to things and realizing that things actually are familiar or familial. And, I think that acceptance is a big thing for trust. And sometimes I talk in the book also about the idea of humility, not meaning that I'm less than anything, but it's a statement of truth about what I am in this moment. Just being real and simple in each moment and allowing, and I think I have a whole bunch of things in the book, like a whole list of things you can do to develop trust, or ways that you can think about it.
The true meaning of humility is actually very opposite of what most people think, because true humility means that we would be so bold and so much true to ourselves that we wouldn't really care what anyone thinks, and that wouldn't matter whether we were immoral or however we acted, because we were being so true to what that part of ourself was. Right. And that would be true humility. And so when we talk about this trust, true humility and trust means that we would be completely honest with ourselves as well, that there would be no more secrets. Talk a little bit about honesty and secrets and the way that we utilize the ego for deception to stay out of our power rather than really stepping into who we really are.
Well, it's all that we've gotten so used to being in fear and handling it or medicating it with various behaviors and ways of thinking. When it comes right down to it, when you start letting yourself identify as the soul, that things like trust, humility, authenticity, honesty, these all are wrapped up together as aspects of the same thing. But when you are still paying attention to what's not happening or what's wrong or how bad you are or, how you can't have things, lots of negative thinking, then you start to have to do things to compensate for that. And so lies or hiding through various ways, wearing a mask, having, acting better than or worse than others in order to be right. There's so many ways we do this, that it just keeps us distracted from the real experience of the self. And, I know personally that, especially this year, a lot of energy's been coming in to the planet, to my reality, everybody's reality, or to our bodies. And I know that it's uncomfortable when you get a wave of energy coming in. Often, it disturbs you. It's overly electrical. It's hard to sleep, or you sleep suddenly in the middle of the afternoon while you're trying to adjust and process these things. But I was also like eating a lot of carbohydrates for a few months there. I was like, I've got to slow this thing down, let me try to calm down here. But I think that we're afraid of our own light sometimes. We don't know what'll happen to us. What if I give up all my security blankets and all my ways of thinking that I know reality to be? What will it be like? And I think we need to have a vision for that.
There's a statement that we can't have a foot in two worlds, and yet this is exactly where many people are right now, being the bridge, being that in-between place of both human and divine, and recognizing the merge point of that, which means sometimes a few steps back, a few steps forward, but continuing across the bridge. Can you help our listeners understand about the bridge of time?
Well, I call this, the bridge state, or that this is a time that we're living where some of us are really getting really clear. Some are partly clear. Some haven't woken up at all and don't understand what's going on at all and are just really upset and confused, And so it can seem quite difficult if you're starting to become transparent and letting yourself be exposed. There's still that little niggling idea from the left brain that says this won't be safe. You're going to get in trouble. People will attack you or whatever, And so there's the sort of a rocking back and forth between fear and then that sense of safety and confidence and freedom. So we're still rocking, a lot of us. Some people have proven to themselves that it's safe and they're staying there and saturating with the new reality and stabilizing it for all of us, you know, and others are just waking up. Maybe some will never really open up. But it's a difficult time right now because there's so many mixed things going on. So I think all that we can do is just take care of our own process, work very much on stabilizing into your home frequency, or I call that, it's your soul and your body vibration, you know, and choosing it and choosing it and choosing it again and again and again and making a new habit of it in spite of the news, you know, in spite of other people who are stuck in, you know, the resistance to the process. I'm not sure if that's what you were after in that question.
Yes. Yes. And I've had the thought that many of the things that are taking place, whether we're looking at the news and politics and missiles and all of that whole scenario, or whether we're looking at hurricanes and earthquakes and forest fires, that all of these things in a way are supporting us towards transformation. They're assisting us in looking at what needs to fall away so that we create a consciousness within that matches the greater consciousness, the higher field of consciousness and vibration that we all can embody. What are your thoughts on that, Penny?
I think I agree, and I think part of it, I mean, sometimes, like the hurricane damage in Puerto Rico at this time, you know, so awful. And I watched a thing on the news this morning of a woman just cleaning all the junk out of her house, you know, just with a broom. And it makes me think here in Florida, you know, we're still raking up debris from the hurricane. Each of those things is a moment that you have a choice about how you want to be in that moment. You can think of it as awful. You don't have this. We don't have that. We can't have that. You know, this is it's all about the life punishing me or whatever it is. But you can also just say, okay, here's a little task. And each task is fun for my body to do. Bodies don't vote on it. You know, it's all about choosing how you want to be in your life, no matter what happens, you know?
Within Penny Pierce's books, particularly this one, and I believe it was Frequency, there are messages that come through her that she has written. And I would like to share with you as we close out the show one of the beautiful messages on waking up. Again, you can find out more about Penny at pennypierce.com. Check out all of her books, The Intuitive Way, Frequency, Leap of Perception, and especially this one, Transparency. The Transparency message on waking up. You are floating in the velvety blue-black heaven space, full of glossy diamond light, and you are dreaming of the life you will have. Images appear. You try on scenes. Imagine yourself in them. See how they flow, how people occur, how lessons are learned. It's magical. How surprise events arise and fade into new scenes with new surprise events that are just right. The flow carries the dream, sources it, and you punctuate it with your attention. You choose without logic, by feel, by what happens, so easy at a deep place inside. You are high on the joy of creating something perfect. Then in a twinkling, you are in another dark, more opaque space. A subtle shift, a moment of confusion. Yes, you are inside matter now. As your life begins to unfold and unfurl, you feel sleepy. How did I get here? Who am I? Why am I in this darkened room? What do I know? Life events arise and fade, and from the dark room, it all seems random. You've inherited contractions from family and humanity that freeze your energy and consciousness. You forget the dream you made with the flow. You can't remember your creative joy. You can't see well through the opaque filter around your diamond mind. Can't feel truth through the opaque filter around your radiant heart. You sink into dreamless sleep. Something is going on around you, but you don't know what. Choices are made, but by whom? Who is living this life? You hear voices, receive impressions. A surprise event occurs and matches exactly with the dream event you chose in the blue-black velvety world. Shiny light rays break through. The perfect ease of correlation reminds you, this life is on purpose. This life is full of grace. This life is my life. I'm living the dream I created when I was wise. Now an effervescent energy bubbles up out of your cells, out of the air, the furniture, the food. It lifts you closer to the dream, to the joy. Here is the tiny glimpse of my truth. I want to know the whole dream I planted. I want to make choices that allow the dream life to be my life. I want my glossiness. Be still. Don't reach. It's here. It's now. Your whole dream life. Be still and let it come. An event by event occur in you, out of your substance. Patience and presence. Let the cloudy glass of tap water clear. Give away the contractions that aren't yours. Let them soften and dissolve into the glossy light. Open your eye. Wake up. Remember the dream glittering in the diamond light world. It is fluid. It evolves. It feeds you. It loves you. You love it. It is alive. You are alive at the same frequency. What the dream knows, you know. Wake up. You can know everything you know. The dream is inside you now. Receive it all. When you do, you are light and huge and high and wide. Awake. Thank you, Penny Pierce, for being on 1111 Talk Radio. My guest next week is Jacob Nordby, and we will be talking about his book, Blessed Are the Weird. Until then, in love, of love, with love, and as love, I am Simran. Be well.
Thank you for opening your mind to a new reality, your heart to greater compassion, and your experience of aliveness with 1111 Talk Radio.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.